Now, here's this great affection you had at the beginning with basically a lot of doo-wop stuff. Is that pretty much what set the course for the Manhattan Transfer? Was it the doo-wop?
No, it was. It's just a part of it. It was always a part of it. But no, I had the great fortune of growing up in New York at the time when there was so much diverse music on the radio. In the New York area at the time, you could hear just about anything you wanted to hear on the radio. And I started out actually being influenced by what my parents used to listen to. They used to listen to WNEW in New York at a time when they used to play, you know, Sinatra, Ella, Dinah Washington, you know, all the great singers. And I started out listening to what, at that time, they called them song stylists. They don't use that term anymore. Now they call them jazz singers, which is a very loose term, not all of them. You know, you ask any of those singers at the time, they never would have considered themselves as jazz singers. But they call themselves song stylists. And I used to listen to them until I discovered rhythm and blues when I got into high school, and that's where I got into doo-wop. And but again, doo-wop is a term that people use today to just, that's really just a part of it. It was, at the time, I mean, we called it rock and roll at the time, but historically it was really rhythm and blues. And I was immersed in that. And then when I went away to college, I listened more to jazz and folk music. So it was always, as time went on, you know, my listening horizons were always expanding, but it was available, and that was the whole point. It was available on the radio, and then when I got out of school, and after a few years went by, and when I formed the Transfer, it was really the influence of all of that music that contributed.